New to the living healthy lifestyle or a healthy living veteran, this is your place for honest answers.
Naturally Savvy.
With registered holistic nutritionist, Andrea Donsky.
And health journalist,
Lisa Davis.
Hi, I'm Lisa Davis. So glad you're listening to Naturally Savvy Radio. My fantastic co-host Andrea is off today. We're going to be talking about something that I love. I love talking about omega-3s. And my favorite omega-3s are by Barlean's, especially their omega swirls. Oh my goodness, they are so good. I mean, just unbelievably delicious. My 12-year-old asked for them. I mean, what more can you want? And we've got the fabulous Aline Johnson. She's the director of product education for Barlean. She has been with the company for over 20 years in various capacities and holds a BS in natural health. She enjoys sharing information about the importance of omega-3s for every stage of life. Hi, Aline. How are you?
Hi, Lisa. I'm doing great. So glad to be with you today.
Well, I am just such a fan, and so is Andrea. You know, there was a while where it seemed like we had to take fish oil, and it was either in capsules or it wasn't flavored. I mean, I'm talking about, you know, back in the dark ages. But now we've got these amazing things, these emulsified omega-3s. But before we jump into the nitty-gritty of why and how you make them and all the great flavors, let's just talk about in general, what are omega-3s and why are they so important?
Oh, yes, and everybody's starting to buzz about omega-3s even more. I think, you know, scientists have been talking about them for a long time. We've got, you know, well over probably 30,000 studies on omega-3s now. We know they are essential fats. We know we need them. They're critical for so many areas of health. I mean, we hear over and over about how important they are for brain and eye development and developing babies and children and as we go through life and our mood and our heart, certainly so many aspects for omega-3, and they're really important down to the cellular level. And the fact is, most people are not getting enough of them.
And that's because they're eating more omega-6s, isn't that correct, when you look
they
at
are
the standard
eating
American
more
diet?
Yeah, and you know, if you go back to, say, 2009 and 2007, there were some studies published, one of them coming out of Harvard, in 2009, and they actually, you know, make a listing of what are the causes of preventable death in the United States of America. And they actually had low EPA and DHA omega-3 levels listed as the eighth leading cause of preventable death back in 2009, because low omega-3s set the stage for a lot of illnesses, and mostly what you're saying, you know, with eating too much omega-6s and not enough omega-3s, inflammation sets in. And now we're at 2016, and most recently there's been a global map that was published that looked at over, well, almost 300 different studies from omega-3 use and omega-3 blood levels in humans across the globe. And the map is very telling. It shows that, you know, in North America, we have such low amounts of omega-3s in our blood because we're just not ingesting enough that we're kind of a red zone here.
So, Aline, what, I mean, I mentioned the standard American diet, but what are some of the foods that are high in omega-6s?
Oh, my gosh. Omega-6s are, you know, so prolific in a lot of foods that we eat. We're getting them, you know, from wonderful places like avocados and from grains and from nuts. But the problem is that most North Americans are eating a lot of prepared foods, fast foods that are maybe deep fried in omega-6 dominant oils, or they're buying foods that are prepackaged and shelf-stable. And one of the things that helps to make these foods shelf-stable is adding in dominant omega-6 oils like corn oil and soybean oil and sunflower oil, that all of these can be organic even, but they are still high in omega-6s. So just, you know, the great thing is that we can change that ratio. We can look at our diet and we can weed out, you know, foods that are high in omega-6s that are maybe prepackaged or deep fried or fast food, that type of thing. And we can control our diet and add omega-3s, like with omega swirls or fish oils or whatever it is that you want to do to supplement omega-3s, but we can also add omega-3s by eating more seafood. You know, if we have access to great fish, certainly we do here in the Pacific Northwest. A lot of people I know don't, but that would be a way, adding sardines into the diet, you know, adding some, you know, different seeds that do have some omega-3s in them, like flax and chia. So we have control over that ratio. We just have to focus on it.
Yeah, we really do. And we really need to get out the stuff that is harmful to us. You know, I want to jump into these swirls because my favorite is the key lime. Oh my gosh. Or it might be pumpkin lime pie.
That's my favorite too.
I love the peach mango as well. I don't like bananas. Otherwise, I'm sure the strawberry banana would be wonderful to me. I wouldn't mind if there was just a strawberry one, but my daughter likes a strawberry banana. And they're all really good. There's an orange one that's fantastic. And what I love is to sweeten it, you use xylitol. And I'm like the xylitol queen. I absolutely love the stuff. So that was really good.
Yeah, it worked out great in our formulas. And, you know, emulsifications are what these omega swirls are. And they're not really new to fatty acids. If you, you know, look into medical history, they've been using emulsified omega-3s and 6s in hospital settings for, you know, several decades, probably going on about 30 years now. And, you know, those would be reserved for someone who came in that was really malnourished. And doctors knew that they had to get fatty acids that were essential, omega-3s and omega-6s, into these patients quickly and in a way that they didn't have to do a lot of work to break them down to digest them. And that's what emulsifications are. They're sort of like almost pre-digested omegas, which makes it really nice. And there are a lot of people that can benefit from these emulsifications.
Yeah, you know, talk to us about some of those people. I mean, I think everyone should be taking them, right?
Well, I think that there are kind of two avenues. A lot of people will take omega swirls simply because they taste so good that they're almost like a treat. And, you know, you know, as you mentioned, your son, well, there's so many kids out there that will come and say, can I have my special omegas? Or, you know, they call it omega swirl, or they have their own little cute name for it. But their parents are overjoyed because suddenly, you know, this fight of taking the, you know, the soft gel or taking the liquid fish oil, like my mom used to give me when I was growing up, that big spoon of cod liver oil that I dreaded every day. This is like a treat. And so there are those people that will just take them because they're easy and they're easy to be compliant. And we know that if we get omega-3s every day in a good amount, we're going to really be healthier. So they're seeing benefit from compliance. But then there are people who really can't digest just the plain oils or the soft gels. And these are certainly, you know, quite elderly people. I'm not talking elderly like me in my 60s. I'm talking elderly out there in, you know, 80s and 90s who have a harder time digesting fat. Anyone that has a gallbladder that is having problems, or maybe they don't have a gallbladder. It's been removed because they had problems. And so, you know, their bile is maybe insufficient or it can't be relied upon every time that you ingest a fat. And that's what these omegas are. They're fats. And so, also, people with a poor diet. So maybe they don't get enough B vitamins or minerals that can be considered co-nutrients in the process of breaking down fat. And anyone who isn't producing a good amount of pancreatic enzymes, it takes lipases to break down fat. So people who aren't digesting well, that's all of these people with IBS, or maybe they have, you know, celiac disease. Maybe their microbiome has been compromised. People who consume a lot of alcohol aren't going to break down fats very well. And people who are under a lot of stress, and I think that's a lot of people today, including a lot of young people. So you can see that there's a lot of people who would probably do much better on an emulsification.
Yeah, I think so, too. And it's fascinating because I love Barlean's. I always want to talk about your fantastic products. But I was like, oh, good, I'm going to learn something new because I didn't really understand emulsification either. So I'm so glad that you explained it. All right, so what age can kids start taking this?
Well, we would say kids down to about 4 years old could take omega swirls easily. Now, there are some people who are giving them to kids a little bit younger than that because it's really hard when you've got a six-year-old and a three-year-old, and the three-year-old sees the six-year-old getting this yummy stuff. So you can certainly use your discretion. I mean, we've had pediatricians say that they've approved them down for kids down about 2 years old. So, and certainly we worked with Autism Hope Alliance and Generation Rescue and provided omega swirls. And by the way, key lime was one of the ones they loved the best, that and the lemon and the mango. And they were doing them with kids down to about 2 years old. So certainly that would be okay. Always we'd say when you start a supplement with a child, you want to check with their pediatrician. And even if an adult, your own doctor, let them know what you're using. And usually they're pretty excited when you're taking omega-3s. They've caught on that people need these things.
Oh, they definitely do. And I think especially, I mean, you hit on with autism and ADHD, they're saying that it's, you know, very can be helpful as well. I give my daughter, because she has both, I give my daughter extra as well, which she loves. So now, speaking of dosage, what amount should we be giving? I think it's a special case if you have kids on the spectrum or ADHD, maybe give a little extra tablespoon or what do you recommend?
And I would say, you know, kids definitely on the spectrum or kids who have a special need, check with the doctor because, you know, we found, in taking part in the autism education summits that have happened with Autism Hope Alliance and Generation Rescue over the last 3 or 4 years, that doctors are usually saying two things when kids are first diagnosed to be on the spectrum. They need probiotics and they need absorbable omega-3s. And they may give the child more omega-3 than we would normally think was necessary. We do have dosage on the bottle. So say on that key lime, for an adult, they'd be taking a tablespoon. For a child, you just want to cut that in half. So a couple of teaspoons or a teaspoon and a half for a smaller child. Pretty easy to cut down. But if there's a child with a special need, maybe they are on the spectrum or they have ADHD, certainly they would need a recommendation from their healthcare provider.
All right. That is such good advice. You know, I have to jump in for a moment and talk about NeoCell because they are our sponsor this month. We're huge fans. They have great collagen products. They're the number one collagen brand in America. They're going to help your skin and your hair just like the omega-3s do. And so you take that Barlean's and take your NeoCell and you're going to be glowing from the inside out. Also helps with joint health and other issues. So check them out at NeoCell.com. All right. So, Aileen, we've talked about the benefits. We've talked about omega-3s. We've talked about emulsifications. We've talked about the benefits. I mean, there's so much great stuff. Is there anything that we left out today that you want to make sure we touch on?
Well, I think a lot of people, you know, get omega swirls, let's say, and they want to know, like, how do I use it? Do I have to take it, you know, before a meal or with a meal? Typically, when you take a fat, you're going to want to take it with a meal. But omega swirls, remember, because they are emulsified and, you know, just like they're pre-digested, you're going to be able to take those at any time of the day. And you brought up a great word when you said the word xylitol. The fact that we sweeten these with xylitol means that they're sugar-free. So let's say your son wants a big spoon of swirl before he takes off out the door to go to school. You don't have to worry about sugar being on his teeth, you know, throughout the day. He's got xylitol there, and we know that xylitol helps break down some mouth bacteria, so there might be an added benefit there. You can take them at any time of the day that's convenient, that you will remember it, and you can take it right off the spoon. You could also mix it into, say, plain Greek yogurt or maybe a coconut yogurt or something, and it would be delicious that way. A lot of people say, what do I put it in? You just have to really just put it in your mouth. You don't have to mix it with anything. You can if you want to.
Isn't that nice?
But you don't need to.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Yeah, I wouldn't want to mix in anything. It's funny because my husband would put it in his smoothies and I'd be like, what are you doing? It's so good by itself. He's like, yeah, but it's really good in the smoothies too.
Yes,
but to me, it seems like it would dilute it. But, you know, everybody has their own preference.
Yeah, it is good in plain yogurt because it gives the yogurt this beautiful
taste.
The color is beautiful too. We use all natural things like, well, the key lime is colored with turmeric, the spice. So there's, you know, there's lots of nice things you could add it to, but you really don't need to.
Now tell us all the flavors that you have.
Oh my word. Well, let's see. on the key lime level, which is an ultra high potency, so you're getting 1500 milligrams of EPA DHA. You're going to have a citrus sorbet, which is a combination of lemons and oranges, and you're going to have that beautiful key lime. And there's also a passion pineapple, so a passion fruit pineapple flavor. So a nice tropical bend for that one. And then for the regular potency that we have, which is 720 milligrams of fish oil or of EPA DHA in each 2-teaspoon serving, we have a wonderful lemon that I think tastes a lot like lemon meringue. And we've got that mango peach, which has some vitamin D added to that one. And we have a pineapple coconut, the pina colada, which is a delicious one as well. So you've got lots of flavor options. You've got all kinds for fish oil. And then you mentioned the orange. We have an orange cream that kind of is reminiscent of that creamsicle that we all grew up loving, that, you know, the orange sorbet.
Yes.
with the vanilla in the middle.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
That's what it is. I was like, what is this? There's a childhood thing with this.
There is. Great connection there. And, of course, that one is a combination. So that orange cream, the total omega orange cream, is flax and fish and borage for people who would like a combination of oils and maybe some GLA, which is a wonderful omega-6, but it's the only omega-6 that is not inflammatory. And when it combines with certain omega-3s like EPA or the parent omega-3 ALA from flax oil, it's going to have some wonderful synergistic effects for heart health, for nerve conduction, for skin health. So so that one is a great all-around total omega product, that orange cream.
You know, I'm so glad you mentioned skin health, because I mentioned NeoCell. I mean, we were talking about some of the benefits on the inside, but it really is amazing what it can do for your skin when you're taking your omega-3s.
Yes, that's usually what one of the first things people notice. When you're compliant with omega-3s and you're really digesting them, then, you know, you start to notice changes in your skin within a couple of months. So softer skin, you know, the dry patches are going away because your body's getting what it needs to support skin health on the cellular level.
Yeah, it really makes a difference. Well, Aline, this has been so great. Again, Aline Johnson is Director of Product Education for Barleans. I highly recommend people check out those swirls. They are so good. And remember, omega swirls, emulsified omega-3s. All right, Aline, tell us all the ways we can learn more about Barleans and all their great products.
Oh, definitely. You want to go to barleans.com. And certainly, if there's any questions, you can always email us, info@barleans. Any product question, you can send to us that way. You can find us on Twitter. You can find us at Barleans on Facebook. Lots of ways to interact with the company. And we love interaction with consumers out there.
Oh, that's fantastic. Well, I want to thank everyone for joining us today on Naturally Savvy Radio. We definitely missed Andrea. She'll be back with us next time. In the meantime, you can subscribe to Naturally Savvy Radio podcast on iTunes. You can go to radiomd.com. Also, check us out on Instagram at It's Your Health with Lisa Davis and at Naturally and at Andrea Donsky and at Naturally Savvy. Everybody, thank you for listening and stay well.